Praise the Lord. Happy to be out tonight. Let's all stand, if you will. Go before Him in prayer as we start the service tonight. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just so thankful, Lord, that You found us in Your grace and Your mercy this night. Lord, as we gather here tonight, Lord, we just ask You, Lord, to touch each and every one here. Lord, bless them richly. Lord, with Your precious word, Lord, that You have for us this night, Lord, we're just so appreciative, Lord, that, Lord, You pour out Your grace and Your mercy unto us this way, Lord, so freely give You Your word, Lord, we just appreciate it. Lord, that's why we're gathered here. Lord, we just ask You to have the full preeminence of this service and everything that's said and done. We'll give You all the glory and praise and honor that's due unto You. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Page 211, the only belief. Jesus paid it all. I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small, child of seated. Amen. Page 675, same book. Amen. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord. past my sin I learned. Then I trembled at the law I had spurned, till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary. Oh, mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Oh, now I've given Jesus everything. Now I gladly own Him as my King. Now my raptured soul can only sing of Calvary. Amen. Oh, mercy there was great, and grace was free. Salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Oh, mercy there was great, and grace was free. To me, there my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Amen. The mighty gulf that God did span. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. Let's turn our capstone books over to 49. Thinking of Calvary today. Amen.
On the cross of Calvary, our blessed Savior died, gave His life to save the world from loss. In His pain and agony, for every sin, the blood that stained the old rugged cross. Was His blood, His flesh,
amen, hallelujah,
that stained the old rugged cross. Was His love that paid the awful cost. has stained the old rugged cross. Oh, what an awful death he died. He pardoned you and me. All alone in agony, he
to pardon you and me.
Yes,
all alone in agony he tossed. Amen. And the bride, once bound in sin, can now be wholly free. Amen. Yes, thankful. Hallelujah. Amen. We just appreciate you so much. Amen. Hard to imagine what kind of love you'd have to die for somebody like that. Amen. Very thankful.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Brother Amos, would you take up the offering tonight? Amen.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, I just want to thank you for the price you paid for me, Lord. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I love and appreciate you. Thank you for your mercy and your grace in my life.
Yes.
Lord, it seems like you've done so much, Lord, and I've done so little for thee. Lord, let my life be a living example back to you, Lord.
Yes.
Shine forth your life in everything, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for this opportunity you've granted to us, Lord, to be here this evening.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for your precious word that comes forth. May our hearts and minds be open to receive it, Lord. May it find that good ground in our hearts. Lord, once more we ask that you'll bless this offering. We ask that it'll be used for the upbuilding of thy kingdom. Commit all into your hands. We ask it in your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. The greater is he that's in me. Amen. Greater is he that is in me, greater is he that is in me, greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. Oh, greater is he that is in me, greater is he that is in me, greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. Hold on the day.
Oh, greater is he that is in me, greater is he that is in me.
we're thankful. Amen. And he's more than able to take care of any situation. Any need you have tonight. Amen. Anybody has a need on their heart by raising their hand? Amen. Let's just keep it before him as we go to him in prayer this evening. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we know we can do nothing without you. Lord, we know we're nothing. Lord, but only by you and through you, Lord, we can do all things through Christ. Amen. Lord, we don't have no fear tomorrow. Lord, we know you got everything in your hands today. Lord, regardless what Satan tries in us, oh, Lord, does these fleshly bodies, Lord, he's always tempting and trying. But Lord, he's so weak. Lord, compared to your strong hand, Lord, you always have on us. Lord, we just appreciate you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, Lord, for your mercy and your grace and your power. Lord, we fail in you, Lord. Lord, I just ask you continue to be with us, Lord. Lord, just more than anything in this life, Lord, grant revelation, Lord, to us. Lord, as we move on this journey, Lord, Lord, to work towards you, Lord, we just long to see your face, oh God. Lord, help us stand, Lord, and stay strong, Lord, in every situation. Never let us give up, Lord. Oh, it's so worth it all to be your child, Lord, and we just look forward to seeing you one of these days. Lord, I ask the needs of the people tonight, Lord, whatever it may be, spoken, unspoken. Lord, a heartfelt need for a family member, Lord, whatever it may be. Lord, to bride all over the earth, Lord, wherever she may be, Lord. Lord, we just pray for tonight that you'll meet the need according to your perfect will. Lord, we'll always give you all the glory, all the honor that's due unto you. Lord, we love you and appreciate you. Lord, your grace is. Lord, how will we ever repay you? Lord, we just appreciate you tonight. Lord, we thank you for your presence. Lord, we ask you to continue to bless us the rest of this night with your word. Lord, let it soak into our hearts. Lord, let us soak it up in order then go out and live it. Lord, by desire burning inside, Lord, to do it. Lord, we just pray that you'll be with each and every one tonight, Lord. Just bless our hearts as we sit here intently. Have your way in our lives, Lord, and we'll give you all the glory and honor that's due unto you. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone got a song in their heart or a special? Sister Grace? Amen.
Angels never knew the joy. Love lifted me. the chains of death. Love has set me free. Yes, it's a song holy angels cannot sing. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Yes, it's a song holy angels cannot sing. I once was lost.
Happiest people on the face of this earth.
Yes.
Amen. What he's done for us.
Amen.
I'd rather have all the worst tests and trials there is and have Jesus than have none and not have him. Think about it, saints.
Amen.
Because when you get through it, amen, you got something that the world can't take away.
Yes.
They didn't give it to you in the first place.
Yes.
Amen.
Glory.
Let's all stand as we ask our brother to come. And we ought to be able to sing that song.
Yes.
Can't you see why I'm happy?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Can't you see why? Hallelujah. Amen. I'm accepting the word of the Lord. The
just bow our heads for a word of prayer. Lord, we truly thank you, Father, for the eye salve that you've given us. And Lord, we appreciate being able to stand in your presence, Lord, and know that you're here with us. And Lord, by mercy and grace, be able to see that we're living in the last few moments of time. And that, Lord, your precious word is being revealed and broken, Lord, and to us as individuals. That, Lord, it truly would bring about the results in our life, Lord, that you said you would have in this last age, little bride, that would be upon the face of the earth, Lord, right before you would come and take her home. And, Lord, we're looking for that life. Lord, we're looking for every aspect to be exactly perfect with your word, Lord. We want everything in tune, nothing out of place. And, Lord, we want that assurance burning in our heart that, Lord, we know that we know that we stand truly, Lord, where you've brought us to. And Lord, we've just humbly come this evening, Lord, asking you to speak to us. Lord, it's your precious word. And Lord, it may be simple in the simplest way I know to bring, Lord. But Lord, it's your precious word. And if we'll just listen, Lord, and put ourselves into you that place, Lord, where you can just let you speak to us. Lord, that's why you wrote these things down, Lord, that It was for our admonition that, Lord, it would bring an encouragement to us, Lord, that it would lift us up to a place that our assurance would rest in you. Lord, we ask it all to your glory and to your honor. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. Oh, isn't he wonderful?
Yes,
he is. Amen. He is so precious.
Thank you, Lord.
So thankful for what God is doing for us. Amen. And how we ought to be a happy people. Amen. We may be going through some fiery tests and fiery trials, but we still should be a very happy people. Amen. I'm going to turn over to Romans, the 9th chapter, if you'd like to turn your Bibles with me. I'm just going to freshen our minds up to a few things. Amen. Praying that it'll strengthen us or encourage us. I had went to service last night, and I just thank the Lord for to see the in tune of the Holy Spirit as the gentleman brought his message and how it fit right in between Thursday's and Sunday's messages here. And God's ever mindful of his little elect. And you know, as the gentleman just kept saying as he was ministering, he started down another avenue, and he kept saying, I just don't know why I'm turning and going this way. But I, you know, sitting there with knowing the things God has showed me, I could say I know where his message was headed. And I thank God. God knows all things.
Yes,
and he watches over his little elect to make sure she's going to get what she needs. Amen. Amen. But here in Romans, the 9th chapter, let's just read it. It's kind of lengthy, but we'll just read it. 9th chapter, 11th verse. For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God of election, according to election, might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth, it was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will he hardeneth. Thou wilt say then unto me, why doth he yet find fault? For who hath resisted his will? Nay, but, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing that formed it say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Hath not the potter power over the clay, and of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor, and another unto dishonor? What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he hath afore prepared unto glory, even us, whom he hath called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. And may the Lord bless you in his word, and you may be seated. But oh my, what a powerful scripture. When you can stop and look back and see what God has done. And how that through the blinding of the Jews, our opportunity was turned to the Gentiles. And then to see that I'm one of those vessels of mercy that was before prepared. And how we should thank God if we can truly see in our lives that mercy and grace that's been shed. So our brother was speaking this morning those things of how wonderful it is. And I pray God will continue to open our hearts greater to the things as he goes deeper into that. But I'd like to turn over here to Romans, the 8th chapter. Hey, man, just kind of freshen our mind just a little bit. Hey, man, I'm going to turn this mic down just a little bit. Hallelujah. Just to freshen our minds, though, to predestination. God set everything in order. And I've not seen anything that he set in order that has not worked out exactly the way he said it would. He said in Genesis, every seed would bring forth of its kind. And I can look out there today and I can see people planting corn and corn's coming up. I see that oak tree drop an acorn. I see another oak tree come right up in its place. Everything he said in order. The sun, it lights the day. The moon, it lights the night. The stars hang right where they told them to hang. Nothing out of order. Everything perfectly in time with where he placed it. And how an assurance that ought to bring into my heart that what he said about me through this precious word, the things our brother was mentioning, Thursday night and the things he mentioned this morning, how that should bring that assurance into our heart that, Lord, that's me. Oh, if we can just place ourselves into these scriptures. This is a love letter that he wrote to us, each one. But it's an individual affair. And we've got to see that. We can't come here because my husband does. I don't come here because my wife does. I don't come here because my parents does. But God has called me to this glorious walk with him. And amen, it's got to be an individual affair. Many, many times, if you look down through Brother Branham's message, you'll see where he mentioned that. Well, I'm a Methodist because my mom was a Methodist. I'm a Baptist because my dad was a Baptist. But this is an individual affair. God has called a special people, a chosen people. Not a building full of people, but a chosen people all over the face of this earth that's living and manifesting for his glory and his honor. And here in Romans, the 8th chapter, let's read that 29th verse. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified, as our brother was speaking this morning. Oh, what a place to stand. Amen. And them he also, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. And nowhere in any of those scriptures did you have any say. Not one place did we have an opportunity to boast. Not one place can we had anything to do with it. But all God choosing. His great mind, he saw you before this world was ever formed. And oh, if we could just see that, that before this world was ever here, he thought of you, he thought of me. He saw we'd be here today. He knows everything we have need of. How much we should be able to place our lives in his hands. Maybe I need a job. Maybe I don't have the right amount of money. Maybe I don't have the right circumstance. Maybe this circumstance is facing me. But God knew before you was ever here every circumstance that would stand in your way. He knew for Moses that Red Sea was going to be there. He knew before they ever got there what was going to happen. And he saw all that he got his glory upon Pharaoh as that water come back in upon him. God knows the end from the beginning. And how in his great mind he saw you and I. Out of the millions of people that's up on the face of the earth. How and why, we won't know. But one day he's going to reveal himself throughout eternity. And truly break it down of all the things, the glorious things. But all I can do is know that by what he has revealed to me from what I've read in here. All that he showed me, that I know I'm one of them. That's been predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son. And oh my, if we turn over here to John, the 6th chapter, and read a very familiar scripture. In John, the 6th chapter, in the 43rd verse. Amen. And Jesus answered them and saith unto them, murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me drawing. And I will raise him up at the last day. For it is written that the prophets, that they shall be taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. But I want you to think of that. That's where it all begins. You know, many times people think they want to be a Christian. And many join churches and many go there. But we're talking about something a little bit different. About a true calling and a drawing unto Jesus Christ. You know, he placed a desires in there. And it all starts with a little desire and a hunger. But you know, it's for the real genuine predestinated. It's not just a little desire. It's a painful desire and it grows. It might start as just a little spark and a little fleck of interest, so to speak. But then it begins to churn and it becomes greater and it becomes greater. A hunger, a thirst for Jesus Christ to be revealed, to know who he is. And oh, how it'll drive you. But that's not something that you can ever have in yourself. That only comes from God, that true hunger, that true thirst to really know him. That'll drive you to a godly sorrow and a true repentance and drive you to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's not something that you can just work up in yourself. Emotion will work it up, but it'll never hold. But when Jesus Christ begins to work upon the throne through predestination, there's something, there's a spark in there that you can't cover. You can't smother it. You can't put it out. It will drive you to no end. Amen. till you get that precious thing, whatever you're hungering for in your heart and in your lives. But God predestinated the people to have that hunger. He saw it in his mind before that they would hunger after him. We didn't go looking for God. He come looking for us. He sought you when you knew it was time. Oh, he's on the earth now. That one that's going to serve me. That one I'm going to have the preeminence of. The one that I'm going to live my life through. And oh, I'm going to reveal myself to him. Amen. Amen. We didn't just choose to be who we are today. We might think I chose to be this and I chose to be that. We didn't have nothing to do with it. God saw it before there was ever a moon or star what we'd be tonight. Whether I'd be a preacher, whether I'd be sitting in the pew, whether I'd be a deacon. He knew everything, every step I was going to take. God knew it all before the foundation of the world. But oh my, how, with that in mind, if we would just look at what God has done, and if I can begin to see that that drawing and that drive is in my heart, and I can see that that's something I can't have. There's a thirst in me that just won't quiet down. A thirst that's hungering. Lord, I want to be just like you. Lord, I want every word to be like you. And it comes to every word. That predestination's in there. If it's a wife, she hears that word, I must be subject to my husband. There's a drive in her that she's got to get to that. If it's a man and he hears, I must be the head of my home, there's a drive in his heart, I've got to reach that height. I've been predestinated to that. There's something that takes over on the inside. It's a work from the inside out that begins to drive and to pull and to pulsate. Predestination, a spark of life on the inside that's showing forth on the outside. And how we can see that made manifest. Many people go to church. Many people claim to serve God. But many people's lives show that they don't have that drive on the inside of them to be exactly what God wants them to be. Oh, they go to church, they sing, they clap, they're happy to be there. They can read the Bible, they read the prophet's message, but they're lacking the drive to see the life of Jesus Christ manifested and vindicated through them exactly the way God said it would be. But oh my, without God revealing that to you and I, if it just doesn't come because I picked it up and I read and I saw that in there that I was supposed to have that life. It takes God revealing it to us. Each one of us individually, that is what this word is for. That's what the message was about. Not just a happy shouting time. Oh, there's been a prophet in the land, but there was a message that went forth ringing out. And there was a predestinated bride that reached out and grabbed a hold of that word and said, I must be conformed to his image. Oh, and it drives them to it. Amen. Oh, they make mistakes as they're coming up through, but God's precious blood, as our brother was speaking this morning, is laying there. But they're not abusing that. But oh my, they're so thankful that that blood is laying there. Amen. Hey man, this is in the message. Works as Faith Expressed, preached November 26, 1965. Brother Branham speaking here, he said paragraph 122, Jesus said, no man can come to me except my Father draws him first. And all that the Father has given me will come to me. No man can understand who he is or how he is except it be revealed to you by the revelation of God. And then faith in that, you act accordingly. Here we plainly see God revealed in Jesus. And only those who were foreordained to see it will see it. Be sure to read this scripture. I omitted it. St. John 6, 44 to 46. I omitted it because I thought we wouldn't have enough time to go through. And you notice, no man can come to me except my Father draws him first. And all the Father has given me, they will come. They will recognize no other man can do it. No other person, no matter how good who you are. It's got to be revealed to you. Then you see who Jesus Christ is. Now hear the predestinated plan in plain view. Just as others see the word of God as a seed and must have the ground prepared beforehand. If you sowed seed and just throwed it out there on the ground, it would do no good. The birds would pick it up and you'd throw it among thistles and thorns. It'll choke out pretty soon. But Jesus' parable said so. So the ground has to be made ready first. So God in sovereign grace prepares the heart first. He prepared you before the foundation of the world to receive him in this age. He foreknew you by his foreknowledge and ordained you to eternal life. He knew you, therefore he prepared you. Think of that. He put in you everything you was going to need. Why? Because we're more than conquerors through him. Why? Because he made the way for us. He prepared every step. He knew everything we would face for his glory is why we were placed here. Our lives should be bearing that back, a glory to him. in everything that we do. Why do we want a healing? It's to glorify Him. It ain't nothing new, but Jesus Christ has made me whole. It reflects back to Him. Maybe I've got a great need, and the doctors tell me this, or somebody's, this obstacle over here says it's impossible. But Jesus Christ specializes in things thought impossible, and He prepared a people to be here in this last age. Yes. We have to have someone that's sick. We have to have someone that needs a job. We've got to have some of these things. But God is ever there to prove that He's God. And He proves all of His word. But He's got to have He prepared a people to be here. So the next time you've got a situation in your life, maybe we should approach it that way. Lord, why did you let this situation approach me? And how's it going to glorify you when it's done? Not glorify Brother Tim or any of us, but it's going to glorify God. Back to His glory and honor. He says eternal life. He knew you, therefore He prepared you. That's the reason you staggered out of these things and staggered into what you have now. It was God leading you to a place He had ordained for you to be. And if this ground isn't prepared beforehand, it can't grow. That's the reason the seed of faith, when you're preaching faith and discernments of the Lord, see what takes place. All of the gifts of the Bible working, people working, said, oh, hallelujah, I believe in it, and come up and find themselves disappointed. See, the ground has to be foreordained, and you know when it strikes. There is something about that little predestinated seed. God made a way that when that word would strike its path, there's something goes to work down on the inside. You can't get away from it. I don't care. It's going to work and work and drive and bring this body under subjection to God's word just exactly the way He prepared it to be done. But oh my saints, we're living in an age where everyone claims to be Christians. But we're talking about a special people. There's a special people, as our brother read this morning in Ephesians, that has been quickened. You hath He quickened. That's not to everybody. Not everybody's had that. But there's a special people that God saw in His mind before the moon or star. And He's done those things. They saw who He was. They've come through repentance. They've come through washing, being baptized and receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the washing of the water of God's word. And it's brought them into that, bringing them up into that image of Jesus Christ. Amen. Conforming them to His image. As they hear the word, they're becoming the word. Not hearing the word and going off some other place else and no change happening in their life. That's not predestination. But predestination is being conformed to His image as that word comes. It strikes home. Amen. Many times, though, the word may come many, many times before it truly, really strikes down in our hearts. May hear the word many times sometimes, but God knows when it's time to turn on the light and to open up our eyes. Amen. Amen. This is in the message, the voice of the sign. And this was preached March 21st of 64. And he was just saying, look at the Pharisees in the days gone by. They had just a little bit of light because they had the law and they lived by the law. But back down in their hearts, it was black as it could be. But there was a little woman, a prostitute, up there as black. Her life was as black as it could be. She was ill-famed, but down in her heart, she was predestinated to life. And then when Jesus, the word, came on the scene, those Pharisees said, this man is Beelzebub. What did it do? It blackened out what little bit of light they had. And Jesus said, you're of your father the devil, and his works you do. But when that little foul woman come, she seen the word of God. She knowed it. She didn't live it. But she knowed it. And as soon as it spoke to her, she said, I perceive you're a prophet. She said, I know the Messiah will do this. And he said, I am he. What did it do? It cleaned the blackness out and made it all white. Why? There was a seed laying there, a predestinated seed that was in God's thoughts before the foundation of the world. And how we can truly see God, many of us sitting here are testimonies. We are living witnesses of what God can do, where our lives were, where we were encumbered with. But yet the word of God shined across our path and something down on the inside began to reach out for Him. Amen. Oh, and driving. That didn't happen on your own. That's not something you worked up. But oh, it's something that God has imparted to you, predestination in your life. Hey, man, hearing the message in the Church Age book, in the Sumerian Church Age, in page 167, in this book here, I believe it's 152 in the original Church Age book. But we've heard this many times, but I just wanted to read it again. And he says here, paragraph 176, a son of God can go a long time before he recognizes he's a son. In fact, a lot of true Christians are like the story of the baby eagle that was hatched out under a hen. You know that that eagle is a type of a true believer. A farmer took an egg from an eagle's nest and he placed it under a hen. In due time, all the eggs under the hen hatched out. The baby chicks all got along fine with the mother hen. But that little eagle could not figure out the clucking and the scratching for food in the manure pile. He had managed to make a living, but he was pretty confused about it all. And oh my, there's many people in that situation tonight. But that one day from way up in the air, the mother eagle that laid that egg spied that little eagle on the ground. Amen. And swooped down with tremendous speed and screamed at the top of her voice for him to fly up to meet her. He had never heard an eagle cry, but when he heard that first scream, something in him stirred and he longed to launch out towards it. But he was afraid to try. And again that mother eagle screamed for him to rise to the wind and follow her, and he screamed back that he was afraid. Once more she called out, screaming that he tried. Beating his wings, he hurled himself into the air. Answering the cry of his mother, he soared off into the blue skies. You see, he always was an eagle. He acted like a chicken for a little while, but he could not be satisfied. But when he heard the call of that great eagle, he came to his own place. And once a true son of God hears the cry of the Spirit by the word, he too will realize who he is and run to that great prophet eagle and be with him forever in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. And oh my, you take that precious word. As it comes forth, it may truly cut and tear apart maybe the way I believed a certain thing. But you take any message. It might be the message on marriage and divorce. Maybe I've got in my mind that it's this way and I believe it like this. But you let the Holy Spirit bring it and bring it in its trueness and bring it right down the way God brought it. And you watch the Holy Spirit. If there's a predestinated seed in there, you watch that person's mind change and hew right to that precious word. But if you see it running the other way, there's a sure sign that there was predestinations missing. But oh my, how thankful we should be as this word comes. Every time, that's just one example. But it's every word. When we hear every word, when we see the measuring stick that we're lining up against, but when I hear this precious word, and there's something down on the inside of me, that no matter maybe I've been going the opposite direction, maybe I've been doing it another way, but when that word comes, there's something down on the inside of me that's pulling me and driving me to make sure that that's cleaned out and put right in tune with God's word. How thankful I should be, and how I should be able to see that representation of predestination shining forth in my life. Pulling me back to where God wants me to be exactly just like Him. But not fighting Him, not bucking that Holy Spirit as it's bringing that word. But a yielding to the Holy Spirit saying, Lord, that's for me. Amen. That's what I want. That's what I've been longing for. Amen. And how God's word pulls out all the confusion. There's no confusion in the Holy Spirit. He smooths out all the wrinkles. Amen. And makes it line up 100%. Amen. This is in the message, The Invisible Union and Bride of Christ, to paragraph 240. The anointed word of God being vindicated before any man that's born to be a son of God, with the predestinated germ into him for this hour, he'll see God's message as sure as there's a God in heaven. Martin Luther saw it for his, and Wesley saw it for his. The Pentecostals saw it for his. Now what about you, see? They went into a denomination, and here is the word condemning it, telling you that we're to have today, just exactly like Malachi 4, all these other promises for the hour. What do you see? What are you looking at? Amen. Here we are. The real genuine eagles, hear. My sheep know my voice, and a stranger they'll not follow. Why? It's put there by predestination. You were foreordained to be a son of God, and you were in God before the foundation of the world, and you're only manifested in this day for His honor and glory. How can you do it without honoring His word and staying with every word of God? Yes, sir, which you are a part of that word by predestination. Because look, God is the word. You believe it? And He always was the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God. And then you were in God, and the word that you're a part to play was in God before the foundation of the world. He's seen you, and He knew you, and He predestinated you to it. Amen. I'm so glad that I can see my name written in all of these scriptures that's written in this Bible. I can see my name written in these precious books and the message that God delivered to us through our prophet. And how we can see that it's calling us to that higher height in Him. and how we see that drawing us, how we should willingly want to give up our own life, give up anything that's hindering us from being exactly what he wants us to be, how it should drive us and pull us to it. Amen. Let's turn over to 1 Peter and read a very familiar scripture. Amen. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. Amen. 1 Peter. Let's just start here at the first verse. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus and Galatia, and Cappadocia and Asia and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience, and the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Amen. Just think about that. Elect according to his foreknowledge of God, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience. Amen. And the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according as his abundant mercy hath begotten us unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in this last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations. And did you miss that? Who are kept by the power of God. He's keeping us, saints. He's got it all in control. There's nothing out of cater. Oh my, wherein he greatly rejoiced, for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes with fire, might be found to the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, and him, and in whom though now you see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. And how that should be the theme of our hearts when we can see what he's done for us and all that he has prepared and given us, and how I can see the results of this precious word in my heart and in my life, showing that I, the one that was talking about, that no man can come to me unless the Father draws him first. And then I can see over there that I was predestinated to be conformed to his image, and I see that taking place in my life. I see all of this word gelling together. I don't see any word that comes forth that I'm bucking it, I'm fighting it, I don't want to yield to it. But I see my life in his hands yielding, saying, Lord, I want more of you. Lord, take me in your hands. Oh, how precious it is and how great he is, and how we should be so thankful that this message means that much to me. Many people read it, but it shows that their life, just like many people claim to believe this Bible, and they claim they believe they knew who Jesus Christ was, but out in the world, the ones that are really going to church claiming to believe that, they wear pants, they cut their hair, they got tattoos, they smoke, they drink, they do all of these things that's contrary to the Word of God. It proves they didn't know who Jesus Christ was. And today people claim to know that they know who God is and they saw who the prophet was, but the words that he spoke does not change their lives. Amen. There's something lacking, there's something missing. But oh, if you can see that this Word means more, just this, and this is compounded together in your heart and in your life, and you see it bringing those results, how great and thankful we ought to be to Jesus Christ, that by his mercy and grace, I see my name was written down. My name is written in that book of life, as Brother DeLong was talking about this morning. How thankful we ought to be. But oh my, God is still calling. And there may be someone else that's still out, steeped in sin, that he's going to bring in, that will show that he is still God. And he's still, wherever that little seed of his is laying, if that word strikes it, it'll bring it to reality and bring it to life and manifest that word 100% through their life. How thankful we ought to be for what God is doing for us. Amen. Just a few words. I pray that it'll cause us to think. Maybe go back and read some. As our brother was ministering this morning, maybe we should go back, continue to read Ephesians till he gets a chance to continue on. Keep it fresh in your heart. Keep it fresh on your mind. And let God give God an opportunity to reveal it to you. Whatever it is we've got, whatever peace we need, there's a nugget, something maybe we're not seeing just right. Let God, Lord, open my understanding to that precious word. Amen. Because I may come this service, and it may be five services, it comes again. But each time it comes, there's a new nugget. There's something fresh in it. There's something for each one of those predestinated seeds that's finding something to continue to grow with. Amen. Let's all stand, if you would. Amen. Pray there's something you can find to take a nugget. Think about, reread for what God's doing for us. But keep your eyes ever on Him. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to sing a little chorus. It was on my heart this morning as our brother was ministering. If I can find it here real quick. Hallelujah. Page 22 in the Only Believe book. Victory in Jesus. Amen. Oh, saints, what He's done for us. Amen.
I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins, won the victory.
You thankful for the victory through Jesus Christ. Amen. My, we are such a blessed people. Amen. I'm so thankful what God is doing for each and every one of us. Pray God will continue to open our hearts to the Word of God. It's so wonderful. I enjoyed that message tonight. It's always good to hear those precious words of encouragement and strength. And it just causes a greater stir in our heart to press on. Press on a little harder. Amen. Thankful for that. Let us bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you again for the precious words that our brother brought forth this evening. It's always so good to hear the word that's not tainted by man and his ideas and creeds and theories of how they have false beliefs and ideas. It's so good, Lord, to go back to the truth and to understand the truth of the hour. How we appreciate it so much. And we pray that you'll bless each one of us, Lord, with your word tonight we've been able to receive. And continue to deal with our hearts and our lives, Lord. You know exactly what we need to get ready for this great catching away. I pray, Lord, that you'll deal with our hearts as individuals to search and hunt and study the word of God and to pray. Lord, we're in one of the greatest times we could ever be in. And Father, how we should be a people that's truly loving the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we pray that you'll strengthen us now, Lord. And Father, again, tonight, before we leave, we ask a special blessing, Lord, for Paul's mother. Oh God, you know the need, Lord, in her life. And Father, the devil has tried to come upon her with that cancer. We pray, oh God, that you'll touch her body now, Lord. And Father, anything that she would need spiritually to come to that place of faith, we ask that you would grant that to her, Lord, and understanding. And Father, that she would obey the word just exactly as the prophet said. The Father, make sure everything's made right, everything's clean, everything's just in the right place so that you can deal with her. But Lord, we pray that you'll touch her, Lord, and touch her life, touch her body. The Father, she may give you glory and praise and honor. That you are still the healer. You're the great Jehovah Jireh, the provider, the healer of all diseases. We ask now, Lord, that you'd reach down and do that for her. And we pray now thy will be done in all things. We ask in your holy precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Brother Finley. Amen.